Karen sent that to me in invisible ink. This morning's reading comes from Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. That day, the evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you dare care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Let us pray. Holy God, open our ears, our eyes, and our hearts, that we may hear and receive your word, allowing it to transform our lives. Amen. We have all experienced storms in life. They happen in different ways in the seasons throughout the year. We have snowstorms in winter, but living in the northern tier of Pennsylvania, we kind of gotten used to it and know how to respond and what to do. You know, we have the torrential rains that happen sometimes in the summer months, but we're prepared for them. Now, with the technology and meteorologists, we can easily prepare for storms that come our way because of the advance warning that we receive. But then again, there are storms, and there are storms. Those storms that shut everything down, make it impossible to get out of the house and drive to where we need to go. No matter how much you've planned and prepared, it just wasn't enough. The storms that knock out power for days, that cause damage and destruction, that cause chaos, those storms can be a little terrifying. The Sea of Tiberias, also called the Sea of Galilee, is no stranger to storms. Because of its location, storms frequently pop up. Fishermen would know how to handle them as they approached, even when they popped up quickly. They would know what to do since their livelihoods depended on it. Now, if something like a storm is happening, it's best to stay calm. Now, that way you can think clearly about what you need to do next. You know, if you're driving out in bad weather, you need to keep a level head about you so you can be aware and alert to the potential dangers around you. That way you can respond rather than react to them. Now, some of the disciples that Jesus chose were fishermen. They had spent a good part of their lives at sea. They knew the water, knew how the boats responded during a storm. They knew how to respond so they could get to where they needed to go safely. Fishermen with that sort of knowledge would know how to respond when situations were a little less than ideal. Now, as this storm approached, Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat as the disciples were guiding the boat across to the other side. Now, remember, in this group were experienced fishermen. They knew what to do. They knew how to handle storms. But this storm was different. It was much worse than any other storm the disciples had ever experienced before. Even those experienced fishermen in the group were terrified. Now, it would take a lot to terrify those fishermen, those who were used to navigating through these storms on the Sea of Galilee. So for them to be terrified tells us that this was a big storm. They were certain that this storm was going to be the end of it. They were certain that this storm was going to overtake them. This storm was so bad, they thought they were going to die. Now, there was another storm on another boat several centuries later. The year was 1736. And the boat was sailing across the Atlantic Ocean from England to the American colonies. That boat too faced a horrendous storm, where those men aboard were certain that they were going to sink. There was a man on board who was certain that he was going to die. His name was John Wesley. Yes, it's the very same John Wesley that founded the United Methodist Church. Fear had taken control of him. While in the midst of that storm, John notices some of the other passengers on board. There is a group of Moravian Christians, and in the midst of the storm, they were singing hymns. Now, going back to the Sea of Galilee, you remember that there are no hymns sung on this boat. They were frantic. They go to the back of the boat where Jesus is asleep on a cushion and frantically wake him up. "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" To them, in the midst of that awful storm, they think that Jesus is asleep because he doesn't care about them or about their safety. He seems to be unfazed and unaffected by the current predicament they find themselves in. Does Jesus not see the water filling up their boat? How is he not terrified as their boat is violently rocking back and forth? Does he not notice the wind and the rain hitting them from all sides? Does Jesus not just care that in a matter of moments their boat will capsize and that will be the end of their story? As we look at the disciples' response in this horrible storm, it's clear they don't really know who's in the boat with them. If they did, they might not be terrified. Scared, sure, it was a horrible storm. But they would know they were going to be all right. They would have been reassured that Jesus, who is God in the flesh, creator of the world, would keep them safe. They would know that he has the power even in this horrendous storm. In fact, it's exactly what they see happen when they wake Jesus up. He rebukes the storm. He calms the sea. Maybe more so overpowers the sea. And he asks the disciples two questions. "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Going back to the Atlantic Ocean and our terrified John Wesley, after the storm had passed, he asked one of the Moravians if they were afraid. They said no, that they weren't afraid to die. And that's why they were able to stay calm in the middle of that storm. That's why they were able to sing hymns in the midst of the chaos. Their faith impressed John so much, since he was afraid to die, even though he was a Christian and an Anglican priest on his way to minister to those in the Georgia colony. If we were in a boat in the midst of a horrible storm and Jesus was with us, we'd love to say that we wouldn't be terrified because we knew that Jesus was there, that our response would be different from that of the disciples because we know who Jesus is. But I'm not so sure that would be the case. Whether it's a physical storm like the disciples faced, or a physical problem, or a job crisis, a dire circumstance our loved one is facing, or struggling with a serious temptation, all these storms have that sense where there is little or no control. It's easy to feel shaken by seemingly impossible or difficult situations. In the midst of the storms of life, it's sometimes difficult to see that there is any way out. We want the power and control in situations that feel out of control. We want to be able to stop those horrible storms in their tracks. But it's not our job to calm the storm. That's Jesus' job. It's our job to have faith in Jesus, who is our storm calmer. But faith can sometimes be hard to come by, especially when we're afraid. Fear has a way of impacting our faith in ways that we don't like. And that's what John Wesley noticed on his stormy voyage across the Atlantic. In a biography chapter titled A Crushing Revelation, John asked the Moravian leader, "How is it the youngest Moravian has no fear of death, and I am fearful?" "My brother," he replied, "do you know Jesus Christ?" "I know he is the Savior of the world," said John. As a man steeped in the Bible, John was clearly aware that Jesus was the Savior of the world. That's why he was on his way to minister to the Native Americans in Georgia. But as he journeyed there, he realized that he didn't have the kind of faith that overcame fear. The Moravian man continued, "You know he is the Savior of the world, but do you know he has saved you?" "I do," John answered. But even though he answered affirming this fact, he became crushingly aware that he did not believe this with his heart. This was something he only believed in his head. John had never embraced the truth that Jesus had specifically died for him. Like our good friend John Wesley, the disciples too struggled with the same belief. That's why Jesus asked them, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" This isn't a question to put them down. Jesus' heart is breaking for the disciples here. Jesus wants the disciples to have a personal, independent faith in God. Jesus wants the disciples to know that God loves them, cares for them, and that Jesus is God in the flesh, and he will do the same. Jesus wants the disciples to know that God is watching over them even in the midst of that storm. Jesus wants the disciples to have that same faith that they have in God for them to have in Jesus. But the disciples just aren't there yet. They felt alone in the midst of that awful storm and felt like their teacher had forgotten about them. Have you ever been in the midst of a difficult circumstance and it felt like God was just asleep in your midst? We get so afraid sometimes that our fear impacts our faith, impacts our ability to see God at work. We think we have to get out of the situation ourselves, a situation that seems impossible and overwhelming. What we quickly realize as we try to do it ourselves is that we're helpless. We don't have the wisdom, the power, the clout, the strength to overcome it alone. We find ourselves so fearful of the suffering and death. What we need is Jesus. Jesus, who is our victory and our peace. When the disciples wake up Jesus, do you notice what happened? Jesus didn't, "Well, why'd you wake me up? What are you doing here? Why are you bothering me? I have been preaching all day. I am exhausted. Just leave me alone and figure it out yourself." He didn't say that, did he? No. Jesus wakes up, rebukes the wind, and tells the sea, "Peace, be still." The disciples thought their situation was going to overtake them, but Jesus provides an outcome that they weren't expecting. Jesus shows the disciples that he has the power to control things that can cause destruction. Jesus speaks peace into the storms of life. Like the disciples and John Wesley, it's easy to feel afraid when we're in the midst of storms. It can feel overwhelming when the odds seem stacked up against us, like there's no way out of the situation that we're in. It's easy to feel overwhelmed when we get bad news from the doctor, when the stress of our job seems insurmountable. It's overwhelming when someone we love is hurting and there is absolutely nothing we can do to change anything. It's easy to feel afraid. But friends, remember that Jesus is in the boat with you. He never left. He's always with us, with power over those things that cause destruction in our lives. Jesus is there to speak peace. Are you ready to embrace that truth? The disciples weren't. They were even more terrified seeing Jesus' power to calm the storm. John Wesley wasn't in that moment, though he wanted to. In Jesus, there is victory, there is peace, there is salvation. Do you believe it? Do you believe in your heart that Jesus is there with you? He will calm the storm. We'll speak over peace and salvation and victory over you. This is the truth that Jesus wants you to embrace this morning. The truth that is sometimes hard to embrace ourselves. We know it in our heads, but it's hard to make that transition, to really know it deep down in our hearts. And it's that truth that can fill us with hope even in the midst of storms in life. And that truth that causes our heart to sing, "Let not your heart be troubled, His tender word I hear. And resting in His goodness, I lose my doubt and fears. Through by the path He leadeth, but one step I may see, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me." Let us pray. Holy God, we thank You for Your presence with us in the storms of life. Help us to be more aware of Your power over these storms. Let us not depend on our own strength, but depend on Your strength, Your peace, Your victory, Your salvation. Allow Your peace to calm the fear in us as we learn to trust that You have us in the midst of the storm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.